Hi, this is Joanne Bignair with the podcast, It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today. If you didn't know, it's Easter Eve. Okay, just saying. And I love Easter Eve. I've got to do these shows. I guess this is my 19th year of doing Easter Eve shows. You know, I get to be here the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter. And so, you know, this particular Kingdom Pursuits, honestly, I'm going to be completely honest, Annie. I know
you completely might, honest.
Completely honest. So this morning I arrived at the studio. All week long I battled this kidney stone. Seriously battled. Ever since I got off the air last Saturday until, you know, and I got to preach Sunday morning again at West Asheboro Baptist Church. Cheap plug in. If you don't have any place to celebrate Easter, you can come celebrate with us tomorrow morning. It's going to be a blast. West Asheboro Baptist Church on Uari Street. Anyway, God let me preach last Sunday, but after that I was down and I stayed. I mean, oh, it hurt. And I struggled with this doctor's appointment, and that doctor's appointment couldn't seem to get on everything in gear. But my daughter came through for me big time. She works at Baptist Hospital. She got up with her urologist friends, and they put together a strategy that included me getting a lithotripsy yesterday afternoon. And so the stone was rolled away, Grant.
Boy, today you seem energized.
Yeah, you saw me other times this week. I didn't look like I could, you know. Oh, but anyway, I didn't think about my shows. I didn't think about, I couldn't pray. I was in a difficult spot. Every time I went to pray, Danny, I'd fall asleep. Like, it was horrible. And so I came in this morning. I was so excited. I saw my producer, Nick, and I said, Nick, oh, man, I'm so excited about Easter. Let me, and I mean it, immediately hit me like, oh, you have nothing for Kingdom. You have planned nothing. And I went, oh, yeah. I have, you know, Nick, we will come up with something. I have a band of brothers, which my wife calls the ladies, and Danny, your wife calls the ladies, because what they know is our phones, like once a, you know, some kind of a prayer alert goes out to somebody in the band of brothers.
Or that, shenanigans, and it's just like shenanigans, a continual vibrate. You
know? The Masculine Journey radio, which comes on every Saturday at 12. Yeah, that whole group of guys. Well, if something happens amongst us, like, you know, something with a kidney stone, like all of a sudden your phone will just continue to go off. Oh, it's the ladies. It's the ladies. They're on it. And I thought, man, we have a boot camp coming up this weekend. So next Thursday it starts.
Yes.
Right? And it's not just a boot camp. It's an advanced boot camp. And so, Danny, since I have you here, could you explain to our listeners from your perspective what an advanced boot camp is? Because we haven't done many of these, but you have had a chance to attend one and be part more, you know, be part of it.
Yeah, advanced boot camp is where we take what our normal boot camp stuff goes and take it a little deeper. And so the people eligible for it are those who have been to an entrenchment or a boot camp, not necessarily ours, but and they come in and, you know, we take stuff a little deeper and we do some different stuff. And one of my favorite parts of it is we do a journey through the masculine journey, you know, boyhood and walk through those talks. And I absolutely love that. And, you know, to watch people's hearts come alive is basically the whole intent of a boot camp.
Right. That particular talk actually led, from my perspective, in a great way. God had been planting seeds in many years over your, but it, the fruit of it was that that was the talk that he heard right before he got in the car, went back to Nashville, and he was, the Lord saved him somewhere between the boot camp in Nashville as a result of listening to that series of talks, which starts out as, like you said, the boy had, every boy needs to know that he's loved by God and, you know, the apple of his father's eye, all that stuff from the Psalms that we talk about. But then there's this cowboy ranger phase that every little boy goes through, that somewhere in the, you know, 9, 10, 11, where all of a sudden, you know, they want to climb every tree and they want to see about jumping off the roof. And you know, who knows what shenanigan might be coming up in that next cowboy ranger's life. And then they begin to go into the warrior stage, and the lover stage almost happens exactly at the same time, interestingly, so they can become a warrior poet as they're preparing to become kings. And then after the king stage, they become sages. And, you know, we have a few of those in with the band of brothers that we get a chance to glean from. And so that is really neat that we get to go through those stages of the masculine journey at the advanced boot camp. So we have that coming up. It's April 4th through the 7th, which means it starts Thursday night. And so if you have attended, if you're listening, and you've attended a boot camp or an entrenchment, something that the Masculine Journey has done, or you've done a boot camp somewhere else, if you maybe did it through Zoe out in Raleigh, or maybe you've been out, you know, at John Eldridge's in Colorado, doesn't matter. If you attended anything like that, we just have to be somewhat on the same page of, you know, what we're talking about. We start talking about an agreement, or you know what we're talking about, right, when we begin to talk about the poser.
A boot camp needs to get out of the mud.
Right. And that's what we're doing. And so I got Grant Kaler also here with me, definitely one of the band of brothers in the audience with me. So, you know, it is Easter, and we wouldn't want to not have some shenanigans. And so, speaking of Easter.
Now the fun begins.
Yes, it is, and we have some Easter shenanigans for you. So, you know, just to begin with, and feel free to jump in here if you happen to know one of these answers. But anyway, Nick, what do you think you call six rabbits taking a step backwards? You know, it's Easter, so a lot of people think about rabbits this time of year.
Hmm.
What do you call six rabbits taking a step backwards?
Six rabbits. Hmm. I don't know that one.
You got any idea, Grant? That's your kind of question.
Their tail.
Yeah, they're probably chasing that. Yeah. Or you could call it a receding hairline. You resemble that remark, right, mate?
Yeah, mine's took more than one step backwards, though.
So what do you get when you pour hot boiling water into a rabbit hole? You got any ideas on that one, Grant?
No.
Easter treat, hot cross bunnies.
I like that.
All righty. Our archaeologists just announced that they found a mass grave of snowmen. You know what it turned out to be? A field of carrots.
Oh, I thought it was candy.
Oh. Yeah.
I like that one. That was funny.
Do you know what they do when they celebrate, you know, out in California, when they celebrate Easter, they call it something else. Do you know what they call it?
I have no idea. I've never been to the West Coast.
There you go. They call it a Wester.
Oh.
Wester. Happy Wester. Yeah, that was... And so what happens when you accidentally drink the water we use to color Easter eggs?
You die?
That correct. You die a little inside. Yeah, you...
A little toothpaste.
Yeah, there you go. Well, what's Mary short for is a great question. Have you thought much about it? There are a lot about Marys in the Bible. What's Mary short for? Her legs are only about 14 inches high. Anyway, how many Marys? We actually have a riddle to get to when we come back, actually. We'll get to it when we come back. And you can call in when we want to remind you this show is live. So if you got an answer for this riddle, we would love to. Or you got a question for us on the boot camp or whatever you want to know, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Again, we're talking about the Masculine Journey Advanced Boot Camp. It's coming up April 4th through the 7th. You go to masculinejourney.org. And you can register, masculinejourney.org. April 4th through the 7th. Oh, would I love to see you there. We are going to have fun, are we not? Yes. And I've been known to shoot some people with airsoft guns. And you would have a chance to shoot me. This could be your chance.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. I'm so blessed to have my good friends and band of brothers with me here. Danny Marsh, I call him the Marshnator. And he could be the Grantnator. And Grant that are here with a band of brothers because we got a boot camp coming up this weekend at Carolina Bible Camp in Moxville. We would love you to have you join us. You go to masculinejourneyradio.org and register there. It's $199. It'll be, I would imagine, one of the best $199 that you could spend this weekend. And I bet your wife would be just absolutely thrilled to have you go spend a week and with us. And I can't tell you the number of guys, his wives, that have told me, oh, man, this has made such an impact. And because so many of us, right, Danny, they you know, back out of life. We never go anywhere.
Yeah, we check out. And we talk about that a lot at boot camp and how, and, you know, even in my own life, it wasn't until I really dove into this masculine journey and started hanging out with you guys, you know, there were things that were going well in my life, but they were kind of just laying there, you know what I mean? And so it just brings life to your heart. It's hard to explain without experiencing it. So,
well, I explained it this way. So about 2 weeks ago, I forget where I was. It was a Saturday night, and I'm getting texts from Rodney saying he's fixing to go fishing in my favorite place in Ohio, Steelhead Fishing, which I couldn't go because I had a whole lot going on. And then I get a picture from Danny almost at the exact same moment of this beautiful brown trout. Looked like it was about 18 inches. I don't know. What I know is it was an absolutely beautiful brown trout. And in the brown trout's mouth was a dry fly. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And Danny sends me this text. He'd actually been in waiters, you know, from one of your first times, right?
My first time, yes.
And caught this brown trout on a dry fly, which is the craziest thing to do, you know, from my perspective, in March. Like, there he is. And so prior to your experiencing boot camp, could you imagine that happening?
No, because, I mean, my first boot camp, and I love telling this story because one of my favorites is my favorite Robbie story anyway. And there are lots of Robbie stories, I rest assure you. But, and you know, I show up at boot camp and I got a fly rod my wife bought me. And I just brought it, you know, to mess around. I knew there was a lake. And I'd been practicing out in the yard and trying not to pierce my ear and all that good stuff. And, you know, that kind of thing. And then I see Robbie out there on the dock, and I mean, it's like poetry in motion out there, and I'm going, I'm putting my fly rod back up. I'm not doing any of this stuff because, you know, my whole poser thing was being shattered, and I'm one of those guys who grew up, if I started something, I wanted to instantly be good at it, and, you know, I took 6 weeks guitar lessons and figured I was headed to Nashville in 6 weeks, but, you know, that didn't pan out quite right, so, but, you know, go down there and you begin to teach me some things about fly fishing. And still one of the greatest points of wisdom was nobody ever caught a fish when his fly wasn't in the water. And I mean, that is deep. I mean, really, it is deep. And so, you know, we begin that and, you know, you open up your tackle box because you said, let's get you some stuff. And you just open up this old butterfly tackle box. If you older fishermen know what I'm talking about, this metal tackle box. And, you know, the light of heaven comes out of it. Wah! And I think, and, you know, but you fathered me in that. and you know, and those kind of things. And you know, we've spent some time fishing together, some, you know, around the ponds there at boot camp. And but it that to me is the essence of what we do and what we believe, because you know, we get on the radio and we have a great time. We do boot camps together, but you know, the greatest thing in the world is we do life together. And yeah, when somebody has a crisis like kidney stones, you and Andy seem to collect those things or something. And but you know, your prayers go out, and we're honestly and truly concerned for one another. And you know, you can't buy that. You can't orchestrate it. You can't. I mean, God just weaves things together, and it's just beautiful.
No, and that's the point. That yes, we chase after the heart of God, and yes, we have covenant of silences where we spend an hour with God. And each person has their own right journey with God, and it is a joint journey. However, I happen to personally know that God loves to fish. It's just clear. I mean, you know, he didn't go out on all those boats for nothing. He didn't know where the fish were for nothing. I mean, he is clearly a fisherman of the first order.
I keep checking all the ones I catch for like a gold coin. You know, I mean, it's in the Bible. I mean,
or catch for us.
But nonetheless, I've seen it so many times with men that, you know, for whatever reason, they didn't have the fathering in that particular area, and we all long for it. Like, somebody show me how to tie that knot right. Somebody show me what fly I should use. Somebody, you know, because that's what your dad was supposed to be, and he wanted to be, but nobody ever showed him, yeah. Right? And believe me, I've met very few men that knew how to clean their guns and all these things. And when they have an opportunity to be around men where they don't feel like Poser City to jump in there, because nobody could be more delighted to show you what God has shown us, to, you know, that God has fathered us. And so that's what boot camp is. And to advance it just gets us a chance to go out and play some more. So if...
the thing is, on this Easter Eve that we're talking about, I thought about this morning, you know, boot camp coming up and that kind of thing. But, you know, there are so many things that we've laid to rest in our lives because not sure what to do with that passion, not sure what to do with that gift. And, you know, now I'm saved. I'm pretty sure I need to leave all that stuff alone. And that's what we've convinced ourselves to do. But God's just waiting to roll the stone away. It's just a stone's throw away from life and life more abundantly.
Oh, that's beautiful, Danny. It is. And he wants to roll that stone away from you. It may be in your case that you want to go hang gliding. I don't know. But there's things in your life that your heart's crying out for, and you need people to walk with you. But what you don't need to do is sit alone in a house on a couch watching TV. You know, live in somebody else's adventure and all that stuff, because as you grow into a group of people, a group of friends, or you have the skills in order to do that, that's what God meant for you to be in community. So I was thinking about this morning, that when, you know, the disciples and the Marys, when all the stuff happened, Jesus died on Good Friday. But where did they run before they ran to the tomb? They ran to each other.
Yeah.
In other words, we know that Peter at least had John, because where was he that morning? He was together with John. And we know the other disciples were together too, but we know something about the women even more, right? There were this whole plethora of Marys. I don't know if you know this, but there's certain churches that teach. And I don't know that they're wrong, that there was a lady by the name of Anne, and Anne had three daughters, and those daughters were all named Mary. Okay? And to give you a little idea of who those were according to this idea, and there might be obviously a lot of truth on, or just a grain, whatever it is, but there was Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Clopas, who was, interestingly, married to Joseph's brother, and, oh, she happened to be Mary, the mother of Jesus' sister. So the way that they teach this is that this particular Mary, who was the mother of James the Lesser, that's true, and that's in the Bible. We know that. The two of the people that showed up at the grave, in almost every version is Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Well, that other Mary is Mary Clopas, who was, again, we know probably was Mary's sister, but and also probably was Mary's sister-in-law. How cool is that? So they're pretty close, right? And what were they doing together? I just want you to think about whatever the relationship was. We know they were Mary, and there was Mary, and there was Mary. Okay, but there was a third Mary that was actually Mary Salome, and Salome was the mother of James and John. Well, Saint Anne is like in certain faiths believe that Saint Anne had the three Marys that were sisters. That's a fascinating way to look at it. One thing I know for sure, they were sisters in Christ. Okay? I don't know about the rest of it, but I know absolutely for certain they were sisters in Christ. And when that moment came where they didn't know where else to go, they had some place to go, which was in community. And so when you're in community with Christ, to also have a community like that, and when you think about those Marys that day at the tomb, oh, did God have an adventure for them? Had you ever heard any of that? I'm interested, John.
No, I'd never heard any of that.
Well, the Mary Clopas thing is pretty well documented. I'm gonna go on record of saying that I think she probably was Mary's sister and likely also Mary's sister-in-law. So Joseph and Clopas were brothers. That's documented. And so interestingly, this is Mary Clopas. So that some people believe that it was Clopas's daughter that also happened to be James the Lesser's mother, however that worked. There was definitely a relationship, a close relationship between Mary, the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and James the Lesser. And then you have Salome, which was also, according to certain, you know, belief systems, also Mary Salome. And the reason why they called her that was so they didn't confuse her. Like, you called Mary, man, everybody's come running. And when you add all that into the equation, you go, well, actually, if you were in Hebrew, those people spoke Hebrew, I'd almost bet the farm those people were all called Miriam, right? And because Miriam is what Mary is in Hebrew, and that was after the prophetess that was Moses' sister. And so it's pretty cool to think about all that. And so guess what? We have a riddle coming for you about how many Marys were at the tomb, according to you. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So fun today to have my brothers in here with a masculine journey. We have Grant Kaler and Danny Marsh with the Masculine Journey Boot Camp that's coming up this coming Thursday evening. You don't have to take a day off of work for that one. You just come in the evening. We'll have dinner. Come register again at masculinejourney.org. And so then you do need to take off Friday and Saturday. We'll be there all day, and then we'll leave Sunday about noon. And so, you know, how fun. And that's after you come. I hope, you know, you have a wonderful place to worship for Easter. If you don't, come as you are, right? However God has you, to West Ashboro Baptist Church. I would love to see you tomorrow. We're going to have communion. It's going to be an unbelievable service. I'm very excited because my wife is making matzah today, because we always use homemade matzah to do communion with. And my wife makes it, and it's spectacular. So if you want to take part in that, by all means, just come to Uari Street in Ashboro tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. So, Danny, when we left our heroes, we were asking how many Marys were there that came to the tomb? And if you know the answer to that, 866-348-7884. And if they guess that, Nick, can you tell them what they're going to win?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, you'll be winning a prize from our Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. Just give us a call at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH.
This is not in any way, shape, or form a trick question. It really isn't. I just want to know how many Marys came to the tomb. and you may know if you've listened long that I'd not had many wrong answers. In fact, I can't remember a single one. 866-348-7884. Again, I think it's so cool for me, as I look forward to celebrating Easter tomorrow and then boot camp next week, because as you talked about, Danny, the advanced boot camp, we do step it up. And so I never have had a chance to hear Danny's talk on loving Jesus, right? But it's the last talk of the week. It's going to be like, you know, your Sunday morning, like here we are, come to church with Danny. And so can you give us just a little, like, you, I know you've had that talk on your mind for a while, and can you give us just the heart of the talk? What would you love people to come away from that talk understanding?
Understanding that the humanity of Jesus, it dives into it a lot about the humanity of Christ, but not so much in just, okay, he was human, but that makes him reachable to me. That, because if you take the humanity of Christ out of the equation, you pretty much take him out. And you know, a lot of times I think unintentionally we do that in church, is that this, because, you know, he came to, you know, do what he did. He was human, as much human as he was God. And that talk just, I mean, I remember diving into it, and, you know, I've had it on my mind, listened to John's version of it, and I think it just brings so much to life, you know. It just brings so much to life that the, you know, one of my favorite stories, and we were talking about fishing, is, you know, after the resurrection, you know, Jesus has a playfulness about him, and I love it, because Peter and Emmer, they've gone fishing, and they're out there, and once again, they didn't catch anything. And here's Jesus shows up on the shore, and I love this, and he goes, "Friends, you got any fish?" He knows, you know, it's been all night long, and he tells them to cast their nets on the other side. And what that does to me is, you know, so often in my life, because that's how Jesus and Peter met. And so he's recalling, "Peter, do you remember who I really am?" It's what he's doing. And I think, but he's lovingly, "Hey, you got any fish?" And when they get to shore, he's already got fish and he's already cooking. You know, Jesus is already ready for anything you got. And I just love that, because there's a playfulness in that, and there's a camaraderie. There's that band of brother thing to me kicking in, is, you know, hey.
That's funny that you mentioned that. It really is, because yesterday morning, I too long to go into story of me being in the emergency room at Baptist Hospital all night on Thursday night into Friday morning. So if you picture that, and I'm supposed to have this procedure for my kidney stone on Friday at 2:45, and there's nothing on the face of this earth that I want to stand between me and my lithotripsy. But, you know, if I had a fever and da-da-da, so I went to the emergency room at Baptist, and there I'd been. And at this point in time, they're doing all, they've got me stuck up more than, it's just, it looked crazy. My wife took a picture of, like, "This is your father." And it looked pretty pitiful, all the lines coming out of me. And I had about given up on the idea that I was going to get my lithotripsy yesterday. I'd given up on being able to preach Sunday and do my shows on Saturday, all the stuff that I really felt like God wanted me to do. And I'm laying there, and I'm half falling asleep. And I'm just trying to pray, but like I have all week, I'm just struggling. It's hard for me to explain, but there's times that God shows me his glory through colors. And I know it, okay? And I also know him, and he's very playful. I mean, I couldn't be more in agreement. So all of a sudden, you know, we know that Carolina had a tough night Friday night. Okay, I mean Thursday night. They had a tough night, right? So this is Friday morning, right? And I got this color rolling around in my head. It's light blue, okay? And all of a sudden I see this swirling, and I know in my mind what he it's you. And I knew it was him. I mean, I knew that I knew that I knew that it was him. He couldn't have held my hand and told me that it was him any more than him telling Peter, "Throw your net on the other side of the boat." In other words, I know exactly what Peter felt that moment, because he knew, "Oh, it's you."
The clouds.
Right, right. And there it was. And as soon as he did, It was like it didn't matter whether I had my lithotripsy on Friday. It didn't matter if I did my shows or my sermon or nothing else. What mattered was, oh, it's you. Oh, it's you. And he was there every moment of the time, but you just don't know he's there, Danny. Or I shouldn't say you don't. Robbie struggles at times. But I would love, I really would love for somebody to call me and tell me how many Marys came to the tomb. 866-348-7884. You were going to say something, Danny. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I mean, those kind of things, those moments, Robbie, because that's who we are. You know, I heard a quote one time says we're unbelieving believers. You know,
right.
And because I know this, and I can quote this to you. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, life's happening, I'm not sure what's going on, I can't pray because I'm falling asleep, you know, my life is in turmoil. And we go, I think I can make this on my own. You know, my grandmother had a prayer on a refrigerator, and I've got it on my office wall. It says, Lord, I hadn't offended anybody today. I hadn't done this, this, and this today. But I'm about to get out of bed, so could you please help me? You know, and that should be the reality of my life, is that, you know what? I've just opened my eyes, Lord. I'm going to need help. You know, I'm going to need help. And he's there. That's the reality of it. He's there. And he's going to show up, and he's going to do these things, you know, because we all have that stuff in our life, whatever it is. Traumatic or, you know, comical at times, that, you know, because God's like, bet you thought I wasn't going to be here, you know.
Oh, that's exactly. It's like that timing that he has at those moments. Like, he kind of knows when you've lost hope or whatever, and he's going to jump right then. Grant, let you know.
Okay, I got the answer for the question. It's one. It's going one Mary's.
One Mary's?
They're all Mary's.
Well, you get a prize from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. I'm going to make sure you get one. I like that answer. There's one Mary's.
One Mary's.
One Mary's. Maybe you have another answer. We would love to hear it. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. So, you know, interestingly, I don't know. I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, did we miss a break? But maybe we didn't. And all's good. There it is. Ah. There's some music that was coming. I was like, I know we got one more segment coming to talk about this. So you got the time to warm up, and we got somebody calling in to tell us how many Marys ran to the tomb. We're talking about the Masculine Journey Boot Camp. Go to masculinejourney.org and register now. Masculinejourney.org.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have the guys from Masculine Journey Radio, Masculine Journey Advanced Boot Camp coming up April 4th through the 7th, and those are held at Carolina Bible Camp in Mocksville. If you've never been there, oh my goodness, what a facility. Like, you will have probably, you know, even if a couple of you come, your own, like, room. And, you know, there's only like two or three guys to a bathroom. It's not like I have gone to many camps, I won't mention anybody's name, where, man, there'll be 20 guys in the same room. And it is a snore fest, okay? And then, you know, you're sharing a bathroom with 15 guys. Like, this is not that. This is, and then the food, oh my goodness. We actually, you know, it's just going to be, I know about the food because I know the cook. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, I'm so excited. We have an answer about how many Marys really did come to the tomb. We have Timothy is in Raleigh. I'm dying to hear. Timothy, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Oh, we are absolutely having a blast. Fixing to have more fun because I don't know which answer you have, but I'm really excited to hear it.
More fun than we deserve to have.
And there, like, you go.
Dave Ramsey says.
You're exactly right.
Well, there were three Marys.
There you go.
And Yeah, their names were Mary Magdalene, Mary of Clopas, and Mary Salome.
There you go. Now, Timothy, the way you name them, are you of the belief that they were sisters?
That I don't know. I mean, they were certainly sisters in Jesus, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they are. I'm with you. They were certainly sisters in Jesus, but I found it fascinating as I was studying the three to find that certain faiths believe that St. Anne, which was their mother, all three of them, which means that, what I do know, and Danny made mention of it too, and I think it's so important, that man, when you have a huge death amongst your closest friends, then this is no time to be by yourself.
Absolutely.
If this is your leader and your spiritual leader, like they were together, like they were suffering through this. They were not alone. And I hate to think that, you know, had I had something like this happen to me prior to knowing Christ, I would not. I can assure you, I didn't have a friend in this world. How about you, Timothy?
Yeah, this had to be major PTSD. You know, I mean, here this man is, you've been following him for some length of time. Some people say a year and a half. Some people say three. But for some length of time, you've been following this man. He's been telling you all about his life and about his Father in heaven and how to have victory. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, he's killed and gone. Now, he did drop hints, but apparently their ears and their eyes were not open to those hints. And so when it happened, it was a shock, and that's trauma. That's PTSD. And now they're having to go to the tomb, and wow, the tomb is empty. What's going on? And yeah, a lot of PTSD going on there. And it helps to have a friend to share that with, no doubt.
Especially at this moment. Did you see that? There was an angel just rolled that. Did you see that?
Wow.
Did you see those Roman guards? They were like, man, they were on the ground. Like they had somebody.
Wow.
Wouldn't you love to have been in the after story, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. See the video. Play it back for me.
It really is neat. And he mentions it again, too, interestingly, in the book Acts chapter 1, that all the women are back together again with Mary in the upper room on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
And that's a neat thing to me, that this carried on, that they didn't die because Jesus didn't die.
Yeah.
Well, their hopes had been shattered too, because they have set this up as, you know, like we so often do. God, I'm praying for this, and you're going to work it out this way. I know, because it's my plan. But you know that he was the leader that was going to get them out from under Rome oppression. He was it, and they just buried it.
Right.
You know, they just buried their hopes and dreams are behind that stone.
Well, Timothy, as you've guessed already, you're exactly right in so many different ways. But so is Grant. But anyway, I appreciate your answers so much. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great holiday weekend, and we will love sending you out your Kingdom Pursuit prize package.
Well, I appreciate that greatly. And yesterday I just happened to have a wonderful man-to-man talk with a good friend of mine. And 3 hours of talking about Jesus and our relationship with God. And that was very powerful. It's something that is missing in my personal life, and having it on a regular basis. And it was really, really wonderful. And to have just lunch, you know, just go get a bite to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And it's talk about life.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a fisherman. My dad tried to teach me how to fish when I was a child, but it didn't really stick real well. I play tennis and golf.
That's okay. It's all right. I hate we got to run. The show's out of time, but okay. Timothy, I hope to get to know you sometime soon. Go to Masculine Journey.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Go to masculinejourneyradio.org and register for the boot camp. Anybody who would like to, thank you all so much for listening today. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Grant. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
This is the Truth Network.